a lot of response to that interview, ranging from how can we help to get his parents and the rest of his family out of Afghanistan, to this from Greg, who's clearly a contentious thinker: while I have the greatest sympathy for the people of Afghanistan, what is the difference between those Afghanis who collaborated with the foreign forces and those who did the same in Europe during World War II? The response by the Taliban is no different. I think you might be a bit confused, Greg. Insert the Nazis in there and take another look. And lots of feedback. Let me try and read some of it. You like the joke I recounted from Professor Pinker's book? The trouble with extending your life is that all the years come at the end when you're old. So true, says somebody. And somebody else says, it reminds me of the headline, 5 kilometer run adds half an hour to your life, but takes 40 minutes. And about the marshmallow test, yes, says Catherine, reason is subject to context. When I was a child, I was recognised in my family as easy to manage because I had high rationality and high trust. So I would hold off on the marshmallow to get a bigger treat tomorrow. Now I'm an adult. I eat the marshmallow immediately because I like a small treat, but I know that 2 marshmallows would be bad for me. Both rational, in context. Quite right. Let me see. Here is another one. Yes, free speech. Stephen Pinker, very in favour of free speech. But the free speech on whether men can magically become women just because they say they are has been closed down by you, hasn't it, Kim? So your sensor beacon is alive and well. But the speaker would understand that this is good knowledge that needs to be discussed, which you won't. This is a defensible belief in your speaker's view. Is there a responsible argument, or do you just dislike it? From whence comes that anonymous, irrational, ad hominem attack, I wonder? We'll never know. And somebody texted in at 9:49 to say, that's either your best or worst question ever. I'm not sure which. I'm not sure which question they're referring to, but I tell you what, I know exactly what you mean. Somebody picked up on the turkey concept. It's the way we obtain the meat, the torture that is industrial processing of sentient creatures. That is why I am vegetarian. And a number of you have texted me conspiracy theories that turn out astonishingly to be absolutely true. For example, Kevin of Bluff says JFK was shot under his chin by his driver, which is why Jackie tried to get out of the car over the boot. Look at the video. Yes, all right. I'm sure you've got a point. Yes, responding to Kevin of Bluff's claim that it was the driver who shot JFK under the chin, and that's why Jackie Kennedy tried to crawl out the back of the moving car, Bronnie says, I don't get it. Wouldn't Jackie have said it was the driver who shot JFK? Or does Kevin think that she's just an hysterical woman and excludes her version of events? Ooh, contentious, Bronnie. Over to you, Kevin. Not a lot of love for hydrogen out there, judging by your texts. And Greg says, if we want to run transport on hydrogen other than battery, then we will have to build 3 times as many wind farms and dams as we would if we use battery, renewable energy will be a precious resource. Where battery can do the job, it must be preferred over hydrogen. It also means running costs for hydrogen vehicles will be at least 3 times more expensive per kilometre than battery vehicles. The real question to ask is whether battery can do the job okay. And an island nation such as Aotearoa, says Seth, where most cities are located by a harbour, should have coastal sail shipping. Small ships that carry 4 to 40 shipping containers plying the coastline of these windy isles. And it would be a huge tourist attraction where international tourists would pay to crew aboard and experience a sustainable trading adventure. Interesting, actually. I will put that to the mayor of Whanganui.